This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A bill to kickstart smart economic growth in ag-dependent rural areas is being discussed in the State House of Representatives. Republican Jim Walsh testified recently before the House Technology and Economic Development Committee on behalf of the Washington Rural Jobs Act, House Bill 1422.
It's a bill that uses some targeted tax preferences to encourage private sector lenders, financial institutions, not banks, but kind of companies that are specialized in business financing, business lending, to come into rural markets and rural parts of this state and finance companies, basically, to make money available, capital available for operations and growth to small firms.
Walsh is co-sponsoring the bill with Representative Brian Blake and says it's not a program for companies that are just starting out.
It's not a model that would support startups as much as companies that have been around for a little while and are small. Have, you know, maybe under a few million a year in sales, a couple of employees, give them the kind of access to capital they need to grow, to take, to kind of move up to the next level, to staff up to maybe 20 employees and move into bigger facilities, that kind of thing.
Listen tomorrow for more on Representative Walsh's bill and how the funding will be spread throughout rural Washington.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.